This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Today is the first day for recreational marijuana sales in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce reports it's also the end of a years-long battle.
Only existing medical cannabis dispensaries can apply for retail licenses under the new rules. As of Friday, 22 of those new licenses had been approved. Carly Van Arnum runs three Springs shops preparing for the shift to recreational sales.
It's a little overwhelming, but we're upbeat, we're enthusiastic. It's been a really long, hard fight, and we're just excited it's finally coming to fruition.
The city had long been a holdout on recreational pot, fearing it would increase crime. Elected leaders also worry it will harm military investment. But voters approved a ballot initiative last fall, allowing the sales. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Denver, the former owner of a funeral and cremation service pleaded guilty Monday to theft and abuse of a corpse. Last year, police found boxes of cremated remains at the house of Miles Harford. He owned Apollo Funeral and Cremation Services. Police also found a body in a hearse on the property. Harford will face up to 18 months in prison when he's sentenced in June. Doctors are urging unvaccinated Coloradans to get a measles vaccine. The state has had three confirmed cases of the measles so far this year, more than in any year since 1996. Dr. Clint Sowers is with San Luis Valley Health in Antonito.
Any amount of cases in your region or state should be concerning, especially in a largely vaccine-preventable illness.
Doctors say adults born before 1957 are likely protected from the measles if they got a vaccine. Anyone who is unsure about their vaccination status can get a blood test to check for immunity or consult with a doctor about getting vaccinated. This is CPR News and KRCC.